Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the Venice Film Festival. I'm Angela Cervi. I'm here with Christos Nicou, the director of Apples, opening the Horizonte section. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I was very intrigued by your film because it's fascinating in a very simple way, but very affecting. It's a story of this man who forgot who he is. And it's like he's taught how to build up a new persona again. And through different steps and through different, also very funny and comical moments. It's a movie about memory and the connection between memory and our personal identity. What brought you to tell us this story? What was the inspiration for it?
I always love to watch movies that create dark worlds. That creates worlds that are a little bit surreal, have a different condition from the one that we live in right now, and they change a little bit the rules of our society. So in 2012, when I started having the idea of the script, it was a moment that I was trying to cope with the loss of my father, but I couldn't. And because my father used to have a very strong memory, and he was eating a lot of apples. I always had this image on my mind that he was eating 7 to 8 apples per day. So I was trying to cope with his loss, but as I said, I couldn't. And at the same time, I was trying to understand why people forget so easily and how selective is our memory. And if we will erase something that hurt us, are we going to lose our existence? And could it be that we are the things we don't forget, that we are only our memories?
Actually, the film is at least to me, it worked like kind of a meditation about the relationship between memory and how it influences our perception of ourselves and our day-to-day life. The kind of, how selective it is. So what do we remember about our past and what we don't? In this specific moment, technology is very strong, helping us probably, or maybe not. Is it helping or not?
I think that not. That's why we set also the movie in a timeless period when everything is analog and nothing is digital. Because I believe that when the technology started being more omnipresent in our lives, our mind became more leisure. As there is no need to save something in your mind anymore. You store everything in devices, and most of the time devices from the company Apple. So it's an irony
about the title of the film itself,
yes.
Of course. You choose the form of the comedy drama. This plot could have been easily a very serious drama, why, like a form of narrative. Why you choose like a more comical, surreal one? Why that?
Because as life contains mixed elements from comedy and tragic. Nothing is only tragic. Nothing is only comedy. So I believe that movies should be like that. And especially when you have to make a movie that has such a tragic topic, it's much better to show it through comedy. Maybe more difficult, but I think that
It's maybe more difficult, but it's surely more effective.
It's more effective. That's exactly what I want to say. And and I don't think that I could ever be able to direct something that it doesn't have comedy in it. I love comedy, so.
Actually, the story of this man who is taught in this institution on how to rebuild a new life, and he is asked to record and to photograph every single action he does, even the simplest task, like going on a bicycle. Everything is very surreal. It's like a Buster Keaton film sometimes, you know? And was it difficult to keep that pace, to keep that sign in the narrative, not risking to be too over comical or over dramatical?
At the beginning, when we first when we wrote the first draft of the script was only comedy. I mean that it was much more. And then we decided to try to find the right balance, which wasn't so easy. As maybe we could be, you know, more comedic or more dramatic, and the movie could lose the essence and why we did it. But we hope that we find the right balance.
I want to ask you something about the aesthetics of the film, because it's very precise and very effective and very defined. Besides the time space, which is not exactly defined, but also the colors and the aesthetics are kind of a vintage one, but with a precise palette of colors too.
Yes, about the color grading, for example, we followed something that it looks more close to Polaroid cameras, the mm-hmm. colors. We decided to do it in that way. And also, we selected the 4-3 aspect ratio because it's the Academy ratio, and it's a ratio that is almost forgotten. Mm-hmm. And it's more close to the Polaroid square ratio.
I want to ask one last question about your career. You have been assistant director to Yorgos Lanthimos on Dogtooth and with Richard Linklater before Sunrise. What did you... Before Midnight. So what did you bring back from those experiences into your craft that you are using?
In all the movies that I worked as an assistant director, because I worked in six more than two, mm-hmm. They helped me a lot because it was my school in a way, as mm-hmm. I'm a self-taught director. What I admire a lot to Yorgos, for example, is that he's a 24/7 person. I haven't seen a person that works so much. He's super talented, and he lives and breathes cinema. And about Linklater is that how greatly he was working with Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy, and how they were like a family, and they were creating all together mm-hmm. the movie from the first moment until the last. And that's a great way to shoot a film.
To shoot a film, absolutely. Well, thank you very much to Christos Nikou, director of Apples at Orizzonti here at the Venice Film Festival. I'm Angela Cherby for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.